Very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Wednesday, May 18th, 2022. This is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on the Diaspora Forum, we are talking about the suspension of duty on imports like cooking oil, maize meal, toothpaste, bath soap, rice, and others. The Zimbabwean government says this move is designed to ensure that people with access to free money can purchase these commodities in different nations.
Announcing the loosening of import regulations on basic commodities, Finance Secretary George Gwamatanga said this is in line with the recent announcement by Finance Minister that Zimbabweans are expected to have access to basic commodities amid the free fall of the Zimbabwe dollar.
The other goods that will be imported duty-free are flour, margarine, salt, sugar, milk powder, infant's milk formula, tea, petroleum jelly, laundry bar, and washing powder.
The Zimbabwe Revenue Authority has already put in the necessary legal instruments for the implementation of the new import scheme. Some Zimbabweans have welcomed the move, while others say it will only benefit those with foreign currency. The majority of Zimbabweans are living below the bread line. Prices of basic commodities have gone up in Zimbabwe, as the local currency is now trading at more than $400 for the United States dollar in the black market.
Uhambe mahlabezulu njani lapha khona endaweni zonke zomhlaba esijeneyo namhla ngesikhuluma khona ukwethulwa nguhulumende ukuthi abantu sebesenelisa ukuthi bethenge impahla esijeneyo emazweni. So ke uyakujenelisa ukuthi uthenge impahla leyi emazweni ungabhadali okuthiwa i-customs duty. Lapha sikhuluma ke ngempahla enjengempuphu, i-cooking oil, i-toothpaste, i-bath soap, i-rice lokunye. So uhulumende usanda kubika ukuthi nxa umuntu elemali lokhu akubiza sithi i-free money, uyakuyenelisa ukuthi uthenge impahla leyi emazweni atshiyeneyo. Ye, ukuthi kubikwa lokhu ke unobhala omkhulu kumbe ngithi umabhalani we-Minister of Finance, uGeorge Gwamatanga, uthe lokhu ke bakwenza kwezinto abantu beZimbabwe babe nokudla ezindlini. Ezinye njalo impahla elapho ukuthi uzithenge i-flour, i-margarine, isawudo, ichukela, i-milk powder, i-infant milk formula, itiye, i-petroleum jelly, i-laundry bar soap, i-washing powder. Sikhuluma ke iZimbabwe Revenue Authority kumbe iZimbra zikhaleke ukuthi ilungise umthetho okumele ukutube khona. Ngathi vele siwulungisile. Njalo ke kukhanya ngazani ke kulabantu beZimbabwe bathi hayi uhulumende wenze kahle, kwelabanye abathi uhulumende lapha utshaya eceleni. So singazi ukuthi ukhabuka hamba njani njengoba abantu abaningi eZimbabwe bengasebenzi. Sikhuluma khona manje intengo yempahla etshiyeneyo iyakhuphuka okwamagama, khuphula ukuthi ke idola liyawa. Kanti sinxa ule dola elilodwa elakwele Melika kumele ube le 400 kumbe 400 and something khona phezulu yamaZimbabwe dollar. So kukhanya ke kunzima ku-black market nxa usuthenga idola lelo. Kunjalo ke Jonga khonokho ke esikhuluma ngakho namhlanje.
Wongwadiwa wateriri nevatariri nasi uri musi wechitatu 18 Chivabvu kana kuti 18 May 2022 muchirongwa chedu chatinotarisa zvinosangana nevana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika nevari munyika Live Talk Diaspora Forum. Nasi tiri kutarisa nezvemutemo wakaziviswa nehurumende kuburikidza nebazi rezvemari wekuti aiwa tambosimudza kana kubvisa mutemo unorambidza kupinzwa kwezvinhu zvakaita secooking oil, hupfu, mushonga wekugeza mazino, toothpaste, sipo yekugeza mupunga nezvimwe zvinofanira zvichibhadharwa duty pakupinda nazvo pamiganhu. Hanzi mutemo uyu wambosuspendwa kana kusendekwa parutivi kwemwedzi mitanhatu kana kuti 6 months kuitira kurerutsa ndima, kuitira vana veZimbabwe vanga vachikwanisa kuwana zvavanoda zuva nezuva, atingati mabasic commodity. Mutemo uyu vanhu vari kuutambira zvakasiyana siyana, vakawanda vari kuufarira, asi unenge uchitarisirwa kuti unge uchibatsira munhu anenge aine mari, vanenge vaine mari dzavo dzekunze. Vakawanda vasina mari dzekunze vanototya kuti zvichange zvakudhura zvakanyanya munyika, nokuti vanenge vatenga zviri kushaika munyika izvozvo vakazvitenga kunze kwenyika vachipinda nazvo munyika. Zvinoreva kuti vanenge vakuzozvitengesa nemutengo uri pamusoro kuitira kuti vanga vachiwana mari dzavo. Pamusoro pezvo kune vari kutyawo zvakare kuti mutemo iwoyu unogona kukanganisa makambani emunyika anogadzirawo zvigadzirwa izvozvo, anga achigadzira zvigadzirwa izvo, nokuti tinoona kuti mazuva apera hurumende dada kana ushoro wadundundu ichitaura kuti iri kufadzwa nekuti muzvitoro maamane zvinhu zvinogadzirwa munyika zvinodarika 75% kana kuti kusvika pazvikamu makumi manomwe nezvishanu zvine zvaakutengeswa muzvitoro asi taakuona zvakare vaakuti zvinhu zviri kunetsa zvinozvibvumidzwa kupinda munyika zvichireva kuti makambani anga achigadzira zvinhu zvaanogadzira upfu mafuta nezvimwe zvakadaro vanogona kunge vaakurasikirwa nebhizinesi kana nemari sezvo vanhu vanenge vaakumhanyira zviri kubva kunze kwenyika dzimwe nguva zvinogona kunge zvakachipa zvichitengeswa zvichienzaniswa nezviri kutengeswa munyika ndo nyaya yatiri kuti kurukure nhasi Gibbs, thank you so much.
Yes, let's look at what Zimbabweans are saying in the diaspora. Got a lady, Ketwe Bebe, who lives in Botswana, who says many Zimbabweans people want, you know, benefit from what the government is saying. So let's get on the show and hear exactly what she's saying about some of these things.
We advantage the movement of the diaspora like me. Now, if I'm to buy here, Lapa, although isn't of a Zura, but we want to buy my promotions here and there, and I can target those promotions. We advantage in a day on the booty, Lamming was and Handy Tasman, and training. That we disadvantage every business person, Avassa Zimbabwe, Lavant ordinary people, Avassa Zimbabwe, in the sense of booty. He goes over the local them. Le high demand ye foreign currency on everything yeko. Ngoba umuntu osekhaya kathi imagine ngomuntu ose rural uzoqalisa ukuthi adinge ipula, which is very difficult, and kuzobulala i local currency ngamandla. Not only that, kuzobulala futhi local industry ngamandla ngoba uzathola ukuthi nxa wonke umuntu esekwanisa ukuthi athathe thenge okungapha ngale. Kubulala imisebenzi, kubulala iprojection, kuba le less demand for those things ezekhaya. And also, kuya benefita the few abavelele nezimali zabo, abakwanisa ukuthi bephume baye emazweni. But imajority of Zimbabwean, ordinary Zimbabwean citizens, akubasizi ngalutho. Njalo the other thing, bona laba abanezimali zabo abakwanisa ukuventure into that ukuthi behambe edaste emazweni, bethenge izinto. Still, umuntu uyakwanisa ukuthenga into siyababona la. Ngiyakwazi ukuthenga into mina e-100 pula. E-100 pula, which is something like $10 maybe or $9. Of which mna ngifika ekhaya, I can sell that thing for $20. Akula muntu okwanisa ukuthi angicontrole. But still bona basekhaya, ngiyabe mbabulele, akubabenefithi kangako kuyinto kwami khona. I believe ukuthi uhulumende kumele abuye ne-solution ezabenefitha abantu, not the few that are able.
Yes, yakuzwa. Wena ngokwakho ungumabhebhu nje, ubona ngazani kuya kuncedana.
Mina kwi advantage only ekuthini in the short term I can easily buy things and ngithi mimba hambisele blawayo, but in the long term akukhona vele solution. Yeah,
kumele isolution ibe iwe njengoba selivunyelwa ukuthi lithenge iflower, lithenge amajarini, lithenge toothpaste khona ngapho.
Bacacile njalo babaduka ukuthi is just for 6 months. So mina I believe ukuthi whatever solution abangayilethe ebantwini kumele ibe beyond that 6 months. Bona they have ukunanzelela ukuthi ezinye izinqumo abayebezithatha ziyalimaza abantu, and they have to come up with policies bebona ukuthi umnotho bawenza njani ukuze isolution abayilethe ebantwini i-accommodate abantu, not the few individuals. Njalo izinto zangkhona kuhlezi kungokwesikhathinyana, sekuyintrojwe lokhu ngokwesikhathinyana, sekuyintrojuse lokhu ngokwesikhathinyana. Kukhani nganabala long term solution for all.
Kodwa uhulumende uthi uyazama sibili maphepha, uthi uyazama kunye okumangalisayo, uyalizamela.
Iproblemu babadube uhulumende ukuthokapha ukuthi uyazama. Xa usuke uhlanganisa le reality thina esiyibonayo, it really runs parallel. Uhulumende akumelanga asitele ukuthi uyazama, kumele sibone ukuthi hayi kodwa laphana uyazama. But as we are seeing izinto baya-announsa lapho ukuthi hayi umnotho uyasumuka, uyasukuma. But xa ukhangela i-reality, imali yabiwa every day, izinto zikhwela every day, impilo lokhu siba worse than before. Nomlomo bayazama but action ways akula kuzama.
Akum advise uhulumende xa kuthi wena ungazibamba sinje esidukwini kuthiwa nguwe osungumongameli wezimbabwe.
Xa ngingaba ngumongameli, okokuqala mina ngizathi I think abantu abaku-decision making vele in the first place kumele Nantu a politician, kumbe uku cabinet, minister, kumbe wenza nanti, kabachiane lokuba ngo business person, ngoba okufanayo, I policy loba imbi for the people, as long as advantage I business, yakho baba dube wena use parliament, lisukuzwe ukuphasisa ukhangelele I business. If either you are a business person or practice kunja, ngale enokuzele kubusweni kwelizwe. So khona lapho, that is the first thing I will do. Ipolitician, either ipolitician, now decision making, kuza kukama phela ukuthi wenze ngosathi usibandisena la nxa ungayisizwe ngoba ukhangela ukuthi uproject yakhe ibusiness la nxa ulimaza uZulu. Number one, number two, uhulumende kayekele ukusela i-corruption yesibulalayo the resources are there, abantu bayatshontsha. I-gold imali yasimazwa i-1 kg uzothwala itholakale e-airport mangaki angatholakalanga of which that 1 kg nxa ihanjiswa e-reserve bank kubenefit abantu abaningi. Izimali okuthiwa ziyadisappear ziningi kakhulu. Izimali ezingekho unaccounted for ziningi kakhulu. Uhulumende akayekele ukusela, uhulumende akathembeki. I think khonokho nje singaqalisela khonapho. Okunye futhi bona bathi they are being incapacitated by ama-sanctions, abakwanisi ukutrade kuhle on an international level. Kabakwanisi ngoba vele akula muntu ongaphila enguye yedwa. Sonke siyabadinga omakhelwane labangani kwezomnotho manje. So labo abazame uku-approach abantu ababafakela ama-sanctions bezame ukuthi somewhere somehow they meet the mentioned conditions ukwenzela ukuthi labo bencediseke. But ngenxa yokuthi lawo ma-sanctions athinta ordinary people bona they don't care. Khathesi umntana mgaba useSingapore. So kuyini okungabenza ukuthi betshintshe? Bona bayakwazi ukuthi nxa begula baya ngathi, nxa beswele ukudla baya ngathi. So I think ngenxa yokuthi ngukulumente ongelasihlelo abanani lokuthi ama-sanctions akhutshe. But ngabe bane bayafisa mpela ukuthi izinto kube le turn around. I believe ukuthi that is ZANU-PF government kuningi engakwenza.
Mazvinzwira kubva kune mumwe wevadare vachinzwa. Ndichitaura kuti vanhu vateereri vazvinzwira kubva kune mudare watinaye ari kuBotswana. Vakataura zvimwe chete nezvandambotaura panda ndichipira chirongwa ichi kuti hongu zvinhu zvakanaka kune vanenge vaine mari dzavo, asi vasina mari vanenge vachimirira kuti vanga vachitenga zvinenge zvapinzwa kubva kunze kwenyika. Vanenge vachizotengeserwa nemutengo uri pamusoro. Ndo zvimwe chete zvichitaurwa naamai avo kuti hongu zvinogona kubatsira, asi zvichaita kuti mitengo yezvinhu zvinenge zvichipinzwa munyika izvo zvinge zvichitengeswa nemari iri pamusoro. Zvimwe chetewo nekutyirwa kuti zvinogona kukanganisa kana kuuraya makambani emunyika. Gibbs.
Yes, what Chetoveko was saying is that only people in the diaspora will benefit, and the majority of people in Zimbabwe won't benefit at all. She said, you know, foreign currency is an issue here. How many people in the villages do have foreign currency? So she says even local industries may collapse because if there is this importation of so many goods from other countries, this is going to have a negative effect on the production levels in Zimbabwe. She says at the same time, this will fuel the devaluation of the Zimbabwe dollar. And so she says a government should actually come out with long-term solutions and not these piecemeal measures. And she says, she also says, the reality is that the Zimbabwe bond is useless now. So the government should come out clean on this because she's saying, you know what, people are being fooled. People are being told lies all the time. And coming out with such kind of programs is not productive at all. So there is a lot that can be said. At the same time, she said the politicians must stick to politics and forget about business, you know. And lastly, she talked about corruption. She says there's too much corruption in Zimbabwe. So, Toga, we are joined by several guests right now. We've got Dr. Simama Vaza of ZANU-PF is based in London. Quiet.
Dr. Mavaza, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Jonga, and welcome, listeners.
Thank you so much. Maybe I can start by throwing my question in English for the benefit of all our listeners, both languages. What's your take on this measure by the government, or these measures by the government to lift the import duty and allow Zimbabweans to bring in commodities?
This is a very good measure. If we if we are listening from what the ministry said, the finance ministry lifted with immediate effect the duty on basic commodities, and this is a measure which is only done for 6 months, and they've said it clearly this is for 6 months, and there are reasons for that. Number one, things have just gone skyrocketing. Things have gone so high in prices. Food had gone up 300-200% increment in basic food, so that whether you are you have foreign currency or you don't, every Zimbabwean was suffering from the wages people back home were capitalizing on them being the only ones with the monopoly of producing the basic products. So by lifting the ban and allowing everybody to go and buy wherever you can buy it and bring it home, sell it or eat it, what happens in this scenario, we flood the market with food. When the market is flooded with food, it becomes cheaper. So when the supply is in surplus, it becomes cheaper. So it's not correct to say only guys in diaspora will benefit. No. People in diaspora, they eat in diaspora. People at home, they eat at home. So there is no benefit on one side here. What simply happens is everybody, whether you have got the foreign currency or you don't, at the end of a month or so, there will be surplus of food on the market. And when that happens, it pushes the prices down. And that's the only way to get the prices down. Because we cannot put a price control in this situation.
But Dr. Mavaza, before we go to other guests, the government is trying frantically to make sure that manufacturing gets on its on feet in Zimbabwe. By bringing these commodities, as you are saying, that they will flood the market, is it not killing the manufacturing sector?
No, no, it is not. This is a temporary measure. It will be for 6 months, number one. Number two, the manufacturing structures of home, it's not only the basic commodities. There are a lot of things we are manufacturing. Those are not affected. We are talking about what brings food on the table. We are talking about the issue of the stomach. For people not to starve, let us allow food to come home as much as we can, and those people can buy, and they have a choice of buying foreign made food or they want to buy locally made food. Either way, it's up to the people to choose what they want from the market. So it does not affect the producers at all. They continue producing, and now they know that they cannot continue raising up their prices at will. They will have to be controlled by the prices of the commodities coming in now. But at the end of the day, every other person benefits from this scenario.
Thank you very much. Now we're joined by two other guests. That is Mr. Bernard Pelize Ndlovu, who is an independent political commentator, and Mr. Sipho Ngulube, who is a political activist. Let's start with you, Baba Job. So here, I think you can hear what Mr. Dr. Mavaza is saying. So what's your take on, you know, this move by the government?
Thanks, Dube. Look, it takes me back to the village. My opinion is that it's a survival strategy. It's going to open the whole space to a lot of things. Of course, the difficulty on the part of the local manufacturer. So it's not correct, in my opinion, for Dr. Mavaza to say that it's not going to affect the local manufacturer. It's like, you know, in the village, when we grew up, and you would get told by your parents that you cannot eat, you know, food from certain neighbors. What we see now, Dr. Mavaza, is a situation whereby your father says to you, look, now you can eat because we need to survive. But what does it expose the kids to? If there is fear that there is witchcraft in some homesteads, it means that the parent is now saying, look, go ahead and eat because we need to survive. So I think my emphasis is the fact that there are dangers that come with that. But understandably, we have become a parastate state. We are in danger of collapsing as a nation. So it's understandable that you know, a government would then come in with such a, you know, stranded measures that show that we have come to a 100%, you know, point of survival, where people's welfare, where businesses' welfare, those who are contributing to the economy are put at risk. It is indeed not correct to think that the local manufacturer is not affected.
Yeah, I think the way we are going to be able to see, 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 we
asithini thina lapha njengoba ngishilo ukuthi kuvana no nesasike kwekhaya village owawuthika khona ukuthi ungadli emzini baloya umthetho ofakiweyo lo ukuthi uprotector ukhona ukuprotector lo mthetho kodwa ke ngenxa yokuthi manje ekhaso ikati selilaleziko akula mlilo ngoba kusaphekwa ubaba bese sithi yena hayi bantu bami selingadla ngale mzini engafuna ukukhuluma iqiniso ukuthi ngenxa yokuthi lapha sesisenkingeni kodwa inkinga ikhona shobala and kungenzeka ukuthi bafa abantwana ngoba ifukula iqiniso ukuthi kuyaloywa ulowo muzi kokuthi okungahliwa khona ngezinye indlela lapha abasebenza besenza izinto zabo ku-manufacturing yekhaya bazolahlekelwa ngoba abasemaphandleni bazothumeza ukudla mpela kugcwale ekhaya ngapha sithola ngentengo engani iyehlile so labazobethengisa bona ngamakhosi abo awakhona ngale khama ama-manufacturers bazogcina nje sebesime ezidaladeni bethengisa izinto abantu sebedakho ukudla ezidina kuvele emazweni
yes cela ubambe khonapho-ke ndlovu ungayikatshana silo ubaba-ke usipho ngulube kwake jonga nangusipho
yebo baba uthini baba ngulube
salibonani bakithi
yes
sile crisis ekhaya singananzeleli insuku zona ezezimbili ezintathu kula ama-announcement amabili amathathu key announcement enziwe nguhulumente sikhuluma ngokuvulwa kokungena kwempahla lokho kuvulwe nguhulumente kodwa kulokuya kwenzileyo okwemali ukuthi amabhenki asengeboleka imali abe kuvale kuli viki ephelileyo okwenze impahla zacatha ngoba ama-business besewakhontrolta imali bangayitholi emabhenki owenza impahla zacatha abantu bakhiphe impahla emashelfini so kunokuthi alungise into ezifana lalezo yena uya-announce ukuthi sekuvuliwe abantu ababuyele baye kweboleka amabhenki njalo naleyokudla siyakwazi vele ukuthi ukudla akukho ezimbabwe siyakwazi isimo seZimbabwe economy yeZimbabwe yonke ifile ngeza uba kundlovu ukuthi usizangena ku-crisis siku-crisis vela ayikwedlula nale so uhulumende wethu lapha ahlupha khona ukuthi afuna ukuvuma ukuthi siku-crisis angaze avule khathesi athi uvula i-six months xa sikhuluma i-six months kuyabe babe sebevuneni nabantu phela ukudla kubiswa yisivuno esihle esisibonayo kukhonic kumidiya yohulumende kuthiwa kulesivuno esihle xa kulesivuno esihle yini osokusenza si-impote umuntu yidaka uhulumente engakhontroli ama-prizes kuphela kumakethe kugrawundi abantu bathenge sithenge size sithengele sawuto hhayi siku-crisis ebuhlungu uhulumende nje kavuma ukuthi sehlulekile njalo uhulumende wethu kadinge abantu abaku-field abaku-mandasi bamu-advise hhayi ukuthi adictate from estate house kube lama-advisors abantu abavele beku-field abaku-ground abazukusebenza ku-grain marketing abaku-marketing zonke indawo abasebenza kizo bamtshela uhulumende ukuthi okuhluphayo yilokhu hhayi ukuthi enze nje ama-announcement without ama-advisors kumbe akhona ama-advisors asazi ukuthi nganjani
siyamuzwa kakhulu-ke ubaba uSipho Ngulube uthi what he's saying is that the government is most probably panicking because of this first announcement that banks should not lend money to people like Jonga and companies, you know. So at the end of the day, he says what the government did was wrong, but they've since reversed that. But he says the damage has been done because people would throw their goods from the shelves. Mm-hmm. So now we are joined by Mr. Umfundisi Richard Moyo. Welcome to the program.
Regaindi ku kwase mose ngiyani bingelela ngilindi matekwana endavudi I want to say some of things I want to agree with Ms. Mavaza was if we see the situation in our country Zimbabwe you need a lot of help for the people he tried to make everything better that's why they try to say, let's see people living outside of the country. You buy the stuff to bring back home without duty. Don't ask the zimwe neimwe nzira zvinogona kubatsira sekutaura kwavo nokuti kutsvaga zano kutfaga zano, kanzi kufidima, kutfaga utani mwari, saka rigai chuonu, saka mwitika, saka fana izozo, karikare, saka pesi na zee, wanuwa, wakumu shoko kukwajishema futi, kuti a, tiku, badara mawe, matiki saka wanda, ninye kuti ukunzaba badara, saka kwa zabano, saka takuona zwa kuhishwa. Sino tiratidza kuti zvishuwa chimiro cheupenyu wenyika yeZimbabwe asina kumira zvakanaka. Zvinongoda kuti dai Mwari akatibatsira, I think zvinhu zvinogona kubatsira futi mukufamba kwemazuva.
Thank you so much, Mfundisi Moyo. But looking on the other side, kana tichitarisa rimwe divi, Mfundisi Moyo, imi muri kunze kwenyika, muri South Africa. Tinoona kuti mazuva apera vanhu vari kunze kwenyika zvikuru muSouth Africa maamuchita dambudziko rekuti mutumire zvinhu kumushana namalaicha zvichitorwa pamabhazi nezvimwe zvakadaro. Izvi zvakurerukirai zvakadii?
Tafara zvikuru, tafara nazvo. Zvinhu zvatifadza zvikuru nokuti vanhu vaitambudzika zvishuwa, vanhu vaipedzera vachismagila zvinhu zvichibude, saka zvinhu zvinoratidza zvinhu zvakanaka. Asize tai pamashuru apo tationa zvazvichibatsira kuti kunyika kuZimbabwe kuti zvakachitengeka zvakanaka nenzira yakanaka, but ine yekukwira kwakazoita mitengo, vari kunze kwenyika vakuwanawo mabenefit, vakubatsirwa kuona malaisha kuti vaendese kumusha, but still zvinhu zvacho zviri kuSouth Africa kuno zvai zvakutodhura more, zvakudhura more and more. Like mafuta akutiitwa ma200 aichoti kuZimbabwe kutori nani, tichiona maprice angati ataiona kuZimbabwe, takutarisa pari zvino. Asi I hope kuti vari kunokuwesana malaisha, vari kuita mhururu, vari kupembera nechitiko ichi chakaisa government.
Thank you so much. Tinotenda Mfundisi Gibbs.
Yes, sabo akuru ke Mfundisi wambe kunamboke ungaita chana. Just bring in Dr. Mavaza before we go to the other two guests. Dr. Mavaza, I think you are hearing what many people say here. You have the lady from in Botswana saying, you know, basically this is only for the elite, nothing else. I think it was also said by Pekeleso Penalty in Globo and Mr. Sipho Ngulube. So they are saying at the end of the day, this won't benefit a lot of people. There's no one who has swollen currents every day in the villages there, according to them. What's your take on that?
The problem they don't understand is that when the products come to Zimbabwe, they will not be sold in foreign currency. They'll sell you, they'll be sold in local currency at the rate where it's going on that particular day. Which means, and what they are saying is, when these products are now in Zimbabwe, and there are a lot of them coming, the prices will be forced to go down. So it is not, it's a proper misunderstanding of what will happen, which Sister Bebe and my brother Ngulube, they are swimming in serious confusion. The issue of the nature of the matter here is, yes, we agree, there is a crisis. That's why the government is to come with these measures. Measures are brought up to cover crisis. So we are not saying there's no crisis. There is a crisis. So that is admitted. Secondly, this crisis has not been caused by the government. It has been caused by those entrepreneurs who are actually withholding the products in order to raise prices. They are not feeding the shops with the products. They are not producing much. They are holding things into their shops, into their companies, so that the price can go up. And that is a pure sabotage. And this is an economic sabotage being done by these industrialists and some other companies. But I need to ask you to understand one point. This suspension on duty is only on the things which deals with the issue of the stomach and the mouth, food on the table. It's not talking about the cars, it's not talking about other products. Other companies, other products which can make the economy run, they are not affected. They have to go the same way it has been. The new laws are being organized now so that when we start, by next starting of Monday or Tuesday, it will be in full force. You can bring your food. You can buy food for your family. It cannot be impounded. If it's more than a certain amount, you pay duty as per the rules of the Ministry of Finance. So in other words, in short, here, Gibbs, people don't want anything good. If the government does anything good, you will find the people who come up and say, oh, the government is doing good, it has failed. The fact that there's a measure which has been put in place, it means we have not failed as a government. We have come up with a measure. And that measure, we are saying, it has tested and proved measure in so many areas. The moment you flood the market with products, the product becomes cheaper. And what we need at the end of the day is to make sure the products are cheaper for our people. So this is the best thing which has happened to the country, and people must celebrate and thank the government for this. And furthermore, in conclusion, I don't understand why my sister Bebe and my brother Gurube would think that this will benefit guys in diaspora. Guys in diaspora, when they buy food for their parents back home, it benefits the parents back home, not the guys in diaspora. And when the parents get home, back home, get the food, a lot of it from their children abroad, they end up selling at a cheaper price to their neighbors who do not have children abroad. But that's not the only way of market. That's not the only market outlet. There are shops. The shops will be flooded with food. And we are saying, wherever the food comes from, let me respond to my other brother, I forgot his name, who says, he gave an example of witchcraft. He says, we are simply saying to the guys, eat, because you are hungry. But if,
that's not that Bernard Pegrison Love, yes.
Yes. So, Pastor Love, in response to him, the food which is being allowed to come home, the products are the ones which have passed the test of good standard in their countries. If they are not bringing food which is unconsumable.
No, I think what you are saying is, you know, he was not literally saying that food has got poison. But he was saying it's like the government forcing people to take poison. You know, like that way, you know. Not that he said the food is good. No.
That's why my argument is there is no forcing of taking poison when we are asking you to eat. We are simply saying if you cannot afford the locally made food and if it's not present in the shop, buy the foreign.
Hold on, Dr. Mavaza. Let's not go too far. Mr. Pegilizwe, Bernard Love, here you are. Can I tell him exactly what he's saying? And then react to what he's saying right now. Mr. Love. So I think Mr. Love has been cut off a bit there. No, I think his network was giving us a bit of showers there. So let's bring in Ubabu Ungulube, since you also said something about Mr. Ungulube. So Ubabu
Umavaza, uthi yena sile crisis, siyavumelana sile crisis. Kodwa angavumiyo iqiniso ukuthi it's a government, it's not a man-made, I'm sure it's a man-made, it's a government-made crisis esiyini. It's a government-made crisis. And my city thina lapha sizaflooda i-market ngokudla, abantu bazaflooda i-market ngokudla. Phela nxa uthenga ukudla lapha Dube, ukuthengile, uyakuphathisa, you spend, so you can't buy here. Upathise, ubhadale umalayitha, and then you go and sell food ekhaya at a cheaper price. You have to, nxa uthola ku-business, you have to put i-profit yakho. So nxa uthenge from eJohannesburg usiyafika ekhaya, obviously uzakuthengisa i-higher price. Njalo ukuthi athi abantu bayabenefita, yes, uma njengoba sisho uMabhebhetshile, abantu abasebenza lapha, mina vele ngithenga la, nesawu zokuthenga la. Of course kuzabenefita mina okwamanje. But umuntu osebenzayo, uteacher osebenza ekhaya, isotsha elisebenza ekhaya, kufanele ilinde ukudla kimi futhi. Ibhaliselwe yimi ukudla. Kumele isizwe 70 afforde ukudla. Can they afford? They can't afford. Even sesibise irate of the day. The rate of the day namhlanje asikwazi ngenxa ye 300 something. 300 something is almost a third of isalary kateacher. Ukuthenga nje i-cooking oil ye 100 something rand. I-cooking oil. So mina nxa ngiyithenge yaba 100 something rand, ngaphinda ngafaka i-20 rand yokuyiphathisa, isi 150 2 liters. That makes common sense, angazi kumbe ukuzwa njani ubaba.
Yeah, so ke akuphaka futhi ngesikhiwa nje nomtshani pokuthi cha.
What I'm saying to them, if this man is saying we are buying food from foreign countries, if we have to buy food, we have to send it home. We have to pay cost of sending it home. So you can't buy food here and go and give it away at a cheaper price at all. You have to put your buying price, your your price of delivery plus your little profit. So that price will go up. And to for him to say everyone is going to benefit. It's not everyone who are going to benefit. We are working in South Africa, we are buying food in South Africa already. We are going to benefit for those 6 months. But an ordinary Zimbabwean who is working, a soldier working in Zimbabwe, a teacher, all the seven, if they are going to buy that bottle of cooking oil at 150, let's say the price of one, the rate on the street is 300. He's going to buy the 300 Zim dollars, which is about 3/3 of his salary already, for buying just 2 liters of cooking oil. What about his transport going to work? The other cost of his life throughout the month. That doesn't make sense.
Yes, Chonga,
yes, thank you so much, Gibbs. Sure, ndanzwa mashoko ari kutaurwa na vangu Luve ne mashoko ataurwa ne vamwe vatauri. They are all saying the same thing, that yes, this may be good for short term, but in the long run, it is going to affect a lot of people, because one, those who bring in goods from South Africa, Zimbabwe, Mozambique, wherever, outside the country, for resale, they will put a large markup for them to make profit, because they pay Amalija, and also they need to make profit out of that. And at the same time, the local industries, they are going to be affected. Because if I can just walk out of my house and buy toothpaste on the street, why go to the supermarket? That's another thing. Let's hear from Mufundisi Moya.
Yeah, that is true, but sometimes it's not good at all. Was the, if you remember, the people in Zimbabwe, the way he's struggling to get money to buy in the south, like other people say, it's very difficult, especially the people in rural area. You are suffering. Saka zvino zvakangokoshwa kuti dzimwe nguva tichitarisa vanhu vari kunze kwenyika vakawanda vanobatsirawo vari kumusha vari kumaruzevha uko kunoti vanhu vakawanda vekumaruzevha vanotorarama nekuda kwevanhu South Africa. If you remember, many people living outside of the country, you send money with the mukoro and other stuff there. So, saka zvinhu zvakafanana izvizvi zviri kuzama kuitwa negovernment. Iyo pachayo, iyo vari kutoona kuti zvichiwa apa takundikana, saka zvinani kuti vanhu vose vangozama, nekuti mukati menyika yeZimbabwe zvinoratidza vachina kuti mari hamuna, vari kuzama nenzira dzose. Kana muchiona vanhu vachikwidza mitengo, chiri vanhu vakawanda vachema chisiku chakafanana ichichi kuti sei vadero. Iyi ingori nhau yandakaona yekufikisa inyaya yekufikisa vakakwidza mitengo kuti kana tikadai zvoita sekutiwo nesuwo vari kunze kwenyika tobva tafara nazvo, but still zvinhu zvinorwadza futi. Kana uchienda kuZimbabwe, mapurisa vakafanana namalaita, each and every road block you pay money. Pay money, so and so until up to border there. Most mapurisa ari muSA anonga chido mari zhinji kumatoll gate. Papina papika vachikwanisa kuti kurona zvima TIP anonga chidhura kuti mota ideclarewe kuti futi lot of money. So saka zvakafanana izvozvo, sometimes it's gonna help, but sometimes it won't help. So I think the people of Zimbabwe, it's time to unite and ask God to help us, because now look, 42 years people of Zimbabwe are suffering. You try to live best. Even if some people you say, people of Zimbabwe, hey, you know, namata zvakanyanya, say, why Mwari wenyu asinga kunzwi? Saka zvino zviri kutitambudza. Ndinoda kutaura kuti yava nguva yekuti vanhu veZimbabwe, nyika yedu iri kuzama nepainogona napo, vari kuzama kuzama kwavo paratidza kuti kuna Mwari. Nekuti Jehovha Mwari ndiye mubatsiri pazvose, kana pasina izvozvo, nekuti zvakufana nemukadzi uya kuna madzimambo tu wakachema kuna mambo kuti paita nzara vabika mwana woumwe mukadzi vakazoti umwe, asi mambo haana kuvateerera kudzama yeshe azoprofita nenguva yakati upfu wakasirativa nemari shoma shoma. Saka nyika yedu yeZimbabwe inongoda ruoko rwaMwari, nekuti zvo zviri kuzamiwa vari kuzama kuita zvose nenzira vanogona navo kumhanya apo napo kana kuva kukwereta, but zvose izvozvo
Moyo, so what is this over trust?
So what Trust is saying, Joker, is that, you know, the situation is bad on the ground. If you look at the way they send goods to Zimbabwe, they use malaitas. And at the end of the day, they don't they benefit mostly, because sometimes these goods vanish at border posts where they are impounded. So he's saying that you know, the government needs to be serious about some of these things. So maybe we can bring in
Now that gives because of the measure has been lifted, it means the goods won't be impounded.
Yeah, so talk to Dr. Mavaza.
Yes, Dr. Mavaza. Manzwaza ashtawurwa nevamwe izvo vari kuchema kuti zvinogona kuti hongu tanzi tipinze zvinhu munyika asi zvinongoramba zvichitorwa.
Chekutanga ndechekuti nekuti pane mvumo yekunzi zvinhu ngazvichipinda munyika, saka hakuna chichatorwa. Unobvunzwa kupinda nacho and hauna kana proof yekuti wapinda nacho sei, nekuti hapana, you don't declare it, you don't pay duty, unongopinda nazvo, ndozvazvinoreva. Saka hakuna anenge achakutorerai. Tambudziko ratinaro, tine vanhu vajaira kungobhadhara choko muhomwe kuti huori hupere. Haungopedzwa nemapurisa ega, unopedzwa neni newe. Iwo kana unobhadhara mupurisa anenge akumbira choko muhomwe, unofanira kumhanyarirawo kumapurisa makuru, vanosungwa. Imwe dambudziko randaona apa baba Jonga ndezvekuti vakuru vangurube navamoyo havasi kunzwisisa dambudziko rimwe chete. Vari kutarisa munhu mumwe chete anenge auya nechikafu chake kubva kuSouth Africa oisa petunhu ozoita sechozodhura. Isi tuchasa vanhu vanenge vane mashopu avo vatora chikafu chakawanda chekutengesa, mari yepeturu nemari yekufamba munzira yese iyaya inokadyiwa nemari yaachazotengesa. Saka mapurize avo haazokwira semunhu atora chikafu chemunhu mumwe chete. Ukatenga chikafu chemunhu mumwe chete chinogona kukudhurira kana vakuzviita into account, macost anenge ari asi ukatora chikafu chekutengesa watobva nacho chakawanda nekuti hauswerambidzwa saka unenge une maprofits akawanda chepinda ndingotsanangura in short kuti chii chakanakira kuti chikafu chibve kune dzimwe nyika chekutanga nechirungu vajoka maadvantages of imported European food kana zvakanakira kuti chikafu chibve kune dzimwe nyika ndechekutamba one the food is cheaper tisanyemerani Zimbabwe iri kushandisa US dollar US dollar rimwe chete rine simba rakawanda kupfuura rand saka ukatenga chikafu 100 rand kuzimbabwe Africa chinenge chachienda kana kuti 10 rand chinenge chaita kana kuti less price kuzimbabwe inenge yakana 10 cents chaiyo because inenge iri 88 US dollar chepiri chikafu chichiri cheaper kuimportwa kune nyika yachinogadzirwa kuti chichiva kunyika yachikagadzirwa in other words it's cheaper to import the food from its production country to a country which does not produce it and again chikafu chizhinji chinouya kunze kwenyika it's better quality hatisi kuti better quality but there is a better quality of food because inoenda through test inoenda through quality assessment and it's good for the environment we can talk about it for a long time and there is more variety of food inenge yakuunzwa nekubvumidzwa chikafu chipinde munyika uye the food importing ino create economic opportunities takwanira mabasa vana malaicha madriver emakombi vanobatira kutakura kubva maboda can create employment only more than the important stuff. Because there is a lot of employment creation. Because there are so many benefits of importing chikafu kubva dzimwe nyika. Uyezve dambudziko ratinaro baba
it seems Dr. Mavaza.
Yes.
Yeah, so we're shocked about what you're saying. Let him come in right now.
Before you go, 10 seconds
there. Yeah?
Yes. Earlier on, you were talking about blaming the government for these problems. Government has a measure. It means it has resolved a problem. The problem of food shortages in Zimbabwe has been caused by the companies who are refusing to supply their food because they want to raise the prices. This has nothing to do with the government. So I think you're thinking of the government kuti ndoo yakangoita izvika titaina mashanduka kubva ipapo maona kuti aiwa iyi haisi nyaya yehurumende don't politicize everything inyaya yesabotage economic sabotage being caused by those industrialists.
Thank you, Dr. Mabaza. Mr. Angulumi.
But Dr. Mabaza is the one here politicizing this thing. This thing is not supposed to be politicized. That's why I said we need government to get advisors, professional people. The people on the ground, the people who are working on the grain marketing, professionals, we have got people who are educated in Zimbabwe, but they are running away. They are not allowed to work in their country. So if he's saying, if he's telling us, now importing food will create jobs, that's a joke of the year. If he's telling us we have to import mini-meal salt, we're importing better mini-meal. But at the same time, the same government is advising people to go to the land and farm. So where is that maize we are farming, we are harvesting, going to? We have to take that maize and feed the cake if there is any of that maize. Because we are going to eat the quality maize from neighboring countries. Ovela emazweni ukudla okuvela emazweni kuyiquality ukreate umsebenzi akuyahlekisa lokho kuyahlekisa so xa uhulumende ehlale sithi abantu bathatha umhlaba balime xa belima labana abantu umumba abawuvunayo bawuthengise ngakho usuzafida inkomo ngoba uthi owethu aso quality kutshoni khona lokho i-job creation ayitsho yiphi ayibala ukuthi bacreate umsebenzi ngokuthi babulala ama-industry Ato kumwe kuti abantu basebenze kuground kumaindustry yethu bafide isizwe isawudo silithenge esitolo njengakudala isawudo lithenge eJohannesburg isawudo liyakwazi ukuthi lisindonganani 10 kg yenkupisi ngeweight yayo uyifake emoteni ufake ipetrol from Johannesburg to Inkayi and then how much will it going to cost
yes siyakuzwa kakhulu Ngulube sesinobaba lapha singazi ukuthi ibizo lakhe mbani jonga kodwa ke kufacebook upa lukua mchino timba akulu melala
ye baba magadi
chile wapenye magadini
chile wapenye mwrogo na kuskwedeza kamera enye kure na emishisho magutuwe na chiso chenye tukungu wana zisori mwechete ndofunga ya shahita
alright
mwrikupi
ndiri muno mzangu Namibia.
Namibia ndaona mchizunza msoro pane zvikuta urwa newamwe amene muda kutaura nechirungu here kuti vamwe vese vazwe vari pachirongwa chino kana kuti modi
yes let me use English. I speak English and Shona. You know one thing that is so painful is that we have political leaders who have tested power and whenever they make mistake they stand to defend what is wrong. Surely, how can a man come in on this platform and utter such statements that they are creating jobs by allowing suffering people who are earning RTGS, which is less than $200, most of the civil servants, that we are creating employment and those people will benefit? How do you expect a person with $200 who is a civil servant to benefit to buy a meaningful grocery? How? It's impossible. These guys they need to zero down to the reality and say, surely Mr. Mangujga and Professor Nube, they have failed to run the economy because whatever they are doing, look at how they are changing statutory instruments. Midnight you go online, you see a new statutory instrument at 12 midnight, and you expect such person to be a professor who can resuscitate the economy with the new ideas. And this gentleman, I don't know his name, who is saying they are creating employment. Surely, my grandmother, who is in the rural areas, has just $1 for the grinding mill machine. How do you expect such person to benefit? They are saying people who are in the diaspora will send food. But they are denying the same people the right to vote. What does that mean? You know, we have reached a stage whereby we are being led by people who have this political hegemony who thinks that there is no one who should challenge their decisions. I appeal to ZANU-PF and its leadership to say they've done their part, let them allow new people to come in. This thing of continuously rigging elections and expect the economy to go further than where they've rigged it to, it does not work. Look at the industries, local manufacturers, they've closed. And now they are trying to promote South Africa, Botswana, Namibia and surrounding countries' market. If we are buying basic needs from South Africa, whose GDP is growing, who is benefiting in terms of the economy? Isn't it those neighboring countries? And at the same time, we are seeing that the government is refusing to adopt the US dollar. And now they are saying, go and buy outside. And this gentleman is coming here to say, no, the government is trying to help people. Helping with what? How can you get you are earning RTGS and that RTGS is very it has no power.
Maybe one quick question. You said your name is Zenem.
Before I pose. Yeah, no, I you can call me Chinotimba. It's fine. I'm from Boela.
Okay, so Mr. Chinotimba, what's the way forward? What's the way forward here? Just
the way forward is to make sure that it, they bring US dollar because US dollar will stabilize the economy. Even those local manufacturers, local people who are producing basic commodities, they want the hard currency. They want strong currency to import the machinery and other things. Because RTG is very, very volatile. I think it's just useless. So there is no way they can continue to say, buy outside, buy wherever. Let them bring US dollar, and then the economy will stabilize. There is no one who can go and import food when there is US dollar in circulation. Mr. Mtulinune and Mr. Mangujga should come to their senses together with their bosses, Comrade Mnangagwa.
Thank you very much, Jonga. Maybe you've got a question to pose to him.
Yeah. ndazwa vari kutaura zvimwe chete zvazvinyanyo taurwa nevamwe vakaita savana vangu Lube nava Bebe namuzare Bebe nava Bekelizwe zvimwe chete zvavanga vachingotaura asi tichitarisawo nerimwe ruti vachinotimba hazvibatsire here nguva diki iyo i 6 months yapiwa grace period kuti maindustry ari munyika anga achikwanisa kuunganidza zvinhu zvinozokwanisa kuti zvinge zvichitora nguva zvichitengeswa zviri pamasherof panguva iyoyo pamwe chetewo nekurerutsira vanenge vachikwanisa kuzviwana zviri kubva kunze izvo zvichiuya munyika zvakachipa nokuti tinoona kuti vemaindastry vari kuti dambudziko rinoita kuti vasanyanyogadzira zvinhu zvakawanda nderekuti mishina yavari kushandisa or let me put it in English, their machines, they are obsolete, they are old, and it's expensive to maintain them. And they cannot beat the production that is like happening in other countries where they have modern machinery. And also, the six-month period may give these local producers time to stock up.
Nemhaka yekuti mukatarisa makambani ari kunzi aproduce aya vari kutenga maraw materials from outside the country vari kutenga maraw materials kunze kwenyika saka kuti vatenge vanofanira kuti zvavagadzira zvotengeswa mulocal market vowana mari handiti maona ndo zvinoita economy kana uchi uine ngatiti uri kugadzira sipo wonziwa kugadzira sipo for 6 months usingatengese vashandi unovapei iye zvino mukatarisa magetsi load shedding haichabatsiri haichataure nezvayo kungodzima anoya midnight vanhu ivavo maproduction means hapana hurumende haisisina zano yapererwa unoti munhu ngaagadzire zvinhu 6 months ko mari yacho inenge ichibheki handiti vanofanira kuti zvavagadzira votengesa immediately kuti vawane mari zvino kana mukatini tiri kuvapa mukana wekuti vagadzire vachiunganidza zvoreva here kuti vashandi havatambire zvoreva here kuti magetsi havachabhadhare mabills mafixed cost havachabhadhara mari yacho imbori kupiko naivedway
thank you very much Mr. Chinotimba let's bring in Mr. Dr. Mabaza for a few seconds that are remaining right now so to hear his defense on what this gentleman is saying hey, Dr. Mabaza
the problem with that guy who does not have a name and called himself Chinotimba is that you cannot start by attacking government over a problem which has been caused by the industrialists. Number two, it is naive of anybody to believe that there is no employment created by exporting food. The driver is employed. The guy who does the loading is employed. The guy who does the carrying is employed. The shopkeeper is employed. We must understand that as soon as a business starts operating internationally, there are many additional advantages and factors which can have a huge impact on success of the business, on the economy of the country, and on the variety of the food being brought in there. It is naive to believe that nothing will change by this. And let me tell you, the changes have been only made for 6 months. The reason why 6 months is simply because we want to come around the problem and have our own food and make our own food. We are not saying our food is bad. We are saying we've got quality coming. When we say quality is coming, we are saying the quality now can compete with our quality. And people can make a choice on two different qualities. It does not mean that ours is inferior in any way. It simply means it has got an equal right and equal partner who is competing with them on the market. So in short, this country is endowed with some specific resources which are not in another country. And those resources are made into food in a different way. So when we get those things together, we are not saying our country is less. We are simply saying...
Thank you, Dr. Mabaza. You are remaining with only 1 second. Thank you so much. We wish to thank our guests this evening, Dr. Simba Mabaza of ZANU-PF. Also, Mr. Bekelizwe Bernard Ndlovu, Mr. Sipho Ngulube, and we also had... Mr. Chinotimba, who is in Namibia. So thank you so much to everyone who joined the show today. And signing off from Washington, this is Gibbs Dube saying good night, Zimbabwe.